Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here, and I need to have a bit of a rant and need to give some people a bit of a wake-up call. Because I've been seeing people having conversations, discussions, even on social media, instructing others, now is the time to reflect. Now is the time to observe Mother Nature. Now is the time to meditate and be still through these troubling, disruptive times. No, 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 no. Now is not the time to be still for 90 days, to meditate for 90 days, to be calm and reflective and introspective for 90 days. I do not think that's good advice. Except if you were already lost, if you're already at a crossroads, if you already didn't know what you were going to do with your life, and you felt trapped and you were on the wrong path, then now is a good time to take some stock, to evaluate your choices and decisions. But you don't need 90 days to do that, and you don't need to do that every day to 90 days. And there are a lot of people out there that are going, let's reflect and be still and calm and let Mother Nature do her thing for 90 days. And let's do group meditations. Yeah. No, you need to hustle and double down and put more value out there, in my humble opinion, of course. Corey has said this is economy 2.0. I like that. This is the most disruptive time in history, certainly in our lifetime. When have you had 93 days when the world is on pause and you've got 93 days? So look, maybe you've got loads of passive income and loads of assets and you don't need to work through this. If that's okay, if that's in the position you're in, great. That is great. Most people aren't in that position, though. Also, if you've got your homeschooling and you get the opportunity to spend more time with your children and your loved ones, that's also great. And you should do that. And I'm not preaching on, you know, how you spend time with your family and, you know, what you do in these times. Personally, my job is always to preach or rant or give it my opinion. I'm not telling you what to do. My opinion on being an entrepreneur and starting and scaling and monetizing and, you know, getting through this. And I am worried that there's a lot of people out there that are going to connect with Mother Nature and be fucking skint in 90 days. Skint, done, over, bust. And I am worried for those people. And you know me, I'm not just all about the hustle and grind. You know that. You know that I'm up for leverage. You know that building a team and outsourcing and, you know, leveraging online and communities and platforms and social media. I've done a lot of traveling with my son through all of his world and European and British Golf Championships. I've had months and or years of semi-retirement. But now I'm doing the opposite. And I am going into full-on hustle mode. The next 90 days, I'm getting up between 4 and 5 a.m. and I'm working all day. Now, can you have moments of reflection in a hustle day? Yeah, you can. Let's say you've worked from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. and you need a bit of a break. It's beautiful weather. It's beautiful weather, unless you're listening on the podcast and it's not. So imagine it is. Go out and have a 15-minute walk and do a walking meditation and reflect for 15 minutes and then grind for the next 3 or 4 hours. And then disconnect for 30 minutes or 15 minutes and then hustle for the next 4 hours. But honestly, I'm seeing a lot of this. Now, Annabelle's just said here, I'm thinking of having 7 days rest. I'm shattered and had 15 years full on work. Absolutely. There are opportunities now to disconnect, to, you know, be bored, be alone with your thoughts, to reevaluate and to rest. I am all up for that, but not for 90 days. No one needs 90 days of that. If you need 7 days of that, Annabelle, do it. You're probably getting to day 3 and you'll probably get an itch, I guess. Annabelle has said here, reflect and grind. Yeah, reflect, grind, reflect, grind, reflect, grind, repeat, reflect, grind, repeat. Reflect, relentless, repeat. So I just want to put my opinion out there that I actually think now is a great opportunity. Like for me, this is like 90 days of the hardest work I'm ever going to do for the rest of my life. And that is an exciting proposition. I'm going to do more videos, more podcasts, more YouTube content. I'm going to probably write another book. I'm going to create more products and services in the next 90 days than I did in the last 90 weeks. And that is really exciting. And why? Because you'll never have a chance to do this ever again in the history of your lifetime, probably. When in the future do you think entire life as we live it is on pause for 90 days? Hi, it's Rob here, interrupting you with something you may not know about me. I was one of the few people on the planet hand-selected by Facebook to pilot their new supporter program. It's a very small premium model where you can get exclusive content and advance notice or discount of new products and services. So this is what I've done for you. Not only can you get best discounts for any training that we might run, not only do you get notified first of any launches we do, we also do supporter meetups, supporter dinners, supporter WhatsApp groups where you have a deeper community. I do supporter only Ask Me Anythings. I do supporter only content and podcasts. We have a community of 2,500 supporters, and I'd love to give you the chance to be one of those. I believe this is the best supporter program in the whole world. Find me a better one, but I don't think you will. So the link is bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. That's bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. I believe the gap between free content and paid content is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There's a lot of free content out there that's maybe not that good. And for just a few dollars a month, you can get the best content on business, on entrepreneurship, on starting up, on scaling up, on sales, on marketing, on the mindset of being an entrepreneur. So go to bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R right now. Now, for me, I'm calling this accelerated immersion. I've got a name for it. I'm theming the next 90 days. Accelerated immersion. So you probably had courses you want to do, products you wanted to launch. You probably had books you wanted to write, podcasts you wanted to start. And, you know, oh, but I haven't got time, and oh, I'm really busy, and oh, it's really difficult, and oh, I've got this going on, and I've got that going on, and whatever else. Well, that's all gone now. That is gone. Now you've got 90 days free. You've been given 90 days while the world is on pause. So normally when you need to educate yourself, when you need to, you know, get mentored, being masterminds, you need to, you know, download valuable information in your brain to launch a new strategy or cash flow business model. Normally you're having to do it while you're working, while you've got a part-time job on the side and you've got a side hustle or two. And it takes freaking ages, and the world carries on and it doesn't wait for you. But now the world is on pause and the world will wait for you for 90 days. It will wait for you. And I think, fucking hell, man, that we've got 90 days free now. 90 days free. So you know if you need to rest. You know if you need to meditate. You know if you need to be reflective. And I think you should take pockets of that within the day or within the 90 days. But I think 90 days of that is really dangerous. And I think a lot of people are using reflection as an excuse to give up. They're using it as an excuse. Oh, well, we're all in this situation. It's all difficult. And the government are probably going to bail us out. And you know what? If I lose everything, I lose everything. It's like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they're using it as an excuse. And that is the warning I'd like to give you. Now, you know, we're all learning this next 90 days. By the way, who says 90 days? I mean, they say 90 days. It could be 60 days. It could be 120 days. It could be two freaking years. No one knows. Camilla said through her rest time, she's listening to audiobooks, so she's net timing. So I think that's a really good idea. Look, if you can't go and do viewings, then learn about the strategy in property that's going to make you money. So when you can do viewings, and be armed with all the knowledge up front. Saula said, need some structure though, because it's easy to procrastinate. I agree to a certain degree. I think when you've got a day of just a nothingness black hole and no structure or routine, it's quite easy to just bounce around the walls like an atom in a big open space. Yeah, just bounce, 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 bounce with no direction. But let's be honest, surely your commitment, your focus, your drive, your energy, your need, your desire, your hunger, you know, the fact that you just have to make this work, surely that's all there now because of what Mother Nature has done to us. Adam has said here he's starting a YouTube channel. You should be starting your podcast now. Don't fuck about, start your podcast right now. You listen to my podcast, start your own podcast. You've got 93 days now. You should be setting up your YouTube channel. You should be writing your book. You've got time to do all this and time to reflect. But I know a lot of people are struggling, and it's hard. I know it's hard. It's hard for me. It's hard for us all. You know, I am sympathetic to that. But this is never going to happen again. So it's got to be a massive opportunity. And if a lot of people are going to go bust and going to struggle and going to let things go and laying people off and not selling or marketing themselves right now, and then that's a massive opportunity for you to own that space. It's the new land grab, the new gold rush. And Anastasia said it's hard to be focused. I don't think it's hard to be focused. So I'm just going to be honest with you. I think when you've got a million distractions going on, it's hard to be focused. But you can't go to the shops. You can't go to the pubs. You can't go to the restaurants. Surely your need is greater than ever. You know, you've not got guaranteed income coming in probably. And by the way, if you're in the public sector and you have got your salary coming in, use it as a free 90 days to go and set up your part-time business, being paid and then going to set up your hustle. But it doesn't have to be a side hustle anymore. It could be a main hustle, as long as you check the legalities of your contract with that, by the way. Man, what an opportunity. But I am worried about these people that are saying it's a time for reflection, a time to slow down, a time to meditate. We need a worldwide meditation. We need to slow down. We need to reconnect with nature. Now, look, I am, I will be honest as well, because I think it's important. Remember, I'm giving you my opinion. You follow me, I'm giving you my opinion. I'm not preaching in terms of what you have to do. I'm just telling you an alternative thought process. And I'm sure many of you get it. But it is scary. And you're going to have times when you're going to feel alone and lost and rudderless. And if you really doomsday about what's going on, you could get yourself quite depressed. So for me, being busy is a really good distraction from going into a depressive state. Now, that for my whole life, you know, that's not necessarily the way to deal with my own darkness, is it? You know, to distract myself from my deepest, darkest, innermost thoughts with work. Better than doing it with alcohol or any other addiction. But it's still a compensation, a coping mechanism. I get that. But for 90 fucking days, who cares? I will just distract myself with work. And by the way, when I say work, I'm not saying, you know, going out on the road and digging and, you know, hardcore manual labor for 90 days. I'm talking about helping my community, doing more live videos, more podcasts, more content on my YouTube channel, create new products and services that are better, that have more utility, that have more value right now, that double and triple down. I've launched some content for kids through this time when kids are off school. I've launched the Personal Development and Mindset Collective on my Patreon because I believe that mindset is vital right now. Doing more live videos for you, more podcast episodes for you. So, you know, it's about value as well. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people are going to be retracting. So I think you should be expanding. You should be shining. A lot of people are going into sort of black hole inward energy. So you can go to an outward bright star energy. And you're not going to have time. There's no competition now. Well, it's much less competition, much less competition. So you have this huge opportunity to do that land grab and that gold rush in your marketplace. The opportunity now to redesign your business model, make it more relevant and robust for the future. Some thoughts. So that's my little rant. Yes, take care of yourself. Everyone's telling you that on social media, stay home, stay safe. So you don't need me to tell you that. But, you know, take care of yourself. Yes, have some time to reflect and think. Make sure your self-care is good, of course. But there's no excuse now to doubling or tripling your productivity. And I think if you double and triple your productivity in the next 90 days, you are going to win. You are going to win big. You're going to dig yourself out of this hole if you're in it. You're going to make a profit. I'm going to make profit through these 90 days. That is my plan. I'm not just sitting there going, hey, you know what? How much cash have we got? Shit, we've got to really, really reduce our expenses and overheads. Oh, I hope that we've got enough cash to survive. I'm not thinking like that. You're defeated before you've even started if you think like that. I'm gobsmacked how many people just rolled over and died when this started. But, you know, they're not made for these times and you're made for these times. And the world needs leaders right now. It needs people like you with energy, passion, enthusiasm, grit, determination, relentlessness, desire, grit, commitment to step up. The world needs leaders like you. I'm getting quite a few messages of people saying this is what I needed right now. I did have a bit of a rant on a coaching call this morning because someone said, oh, you know, why we should be doing some mindset content on talking about being reflective and stepping back and, you know, and yeah, and I just thought, well, that's not what I'm going to do. And it's okay, by the way. If that's what you want to do, fine. But don't do that if you haven't got any money. And don't do that if you can't cash flow the next 90 days, because it's just stupid. Because at the end of the day, even though it's the virus and even though it's a worldwide pandemic, if you go bust, and that's going to be shit. And you actually don't have to go bust. You don't have to roll over. You don't have to accept the way it is. But you probably are going to have to double down. All that content you wanted to do in social media, in different groups, joining all those new groups. You know, that new online course you wanted to write, that book you wanted to write, that mentoring and that mastermind program that you wanted to set up, that podcast that you wanted to launch. You know, there's all these things, all these courses you've wanted to do, these online courses, all these podcasts and audiobooks that you wanted to listen to. Now's the time. Now is the time, my friends. It is time to rise. I'm excited for you. Please share this around, because there's a lot of bitching and moaning and fear and panic and false news on Facebook and on social media. And I want to have a more positive, productive, proactive message. Entrepreneurs solve problems. Right now, there's more problems. There's more problems to be solved. So you need to step up and solve more problems, because that's what entrepreneurs do. That's our freaking job. I'll leave it to the Buddhist monks to do the global meditations. And I know I need to work more on this area. So this is not a criticism. It's just not me. And it's not what many people need in my community right now. I'll work on that on the side. I'll have a few minutes here and there. You know, I'll make time to go and do a workout. But when I'm working out, I'm doing calls. Did 4 calls on a workout yesterday, maximizing the time and the opportunity. So please do share this, because I think people need to hear it. I'm worried about people overwhelming and procrastinating themselves into inaction. I'm worried about them using this as an excuse for inaction. I'm worried about them rolling over and giving up. I'm worried about them just moaning that the government haven't bailed them out yet. A lot of self-employed people saying, well, what about us? What can we do? We've got nothing. It's over. No, it's not over. I had no plan and not 1% belief that the government were going to bail us out. I took full responsibility that we have to trade our way out of this. So everything that the government did do, delay the VAT and, you know, delay the personal tax and, you know, the furloughing of your staff and paying a percentage of their salary, to me, that was all a bonus. That was a helping hand I didn't expect, and therefore it was a surprise, and therefore it was positive. But too many people are, sign this petition, bail us out. No, you cannot rely on anyone else right now. You can engage your community and rely on them. You can ask for help and support from your contacts. But right now, you can build a bigger community. You can get more contacts. So my social media is up 300%. Comments, engagement, shares, views. I have my first 1 million view week on YouTube. I have my first 1 million view month on Facebook. And they're just going mad, because more people are online, more people are bored, more people are lost, more people need help and support and leadership. Connect with more people. Use this as a time to grow your brand significantly. So when you come out of these 90 days, you are way more known. And people are like, wow, Rob, he stood up. He stepped up. I know he was scared as well. I know he had problems too. I know it was hard for him as well. But man, he just kept going. And I want people to say that about you. And I want your clients to say that about you. Thanks for tuning in. I'm back off my high horse now. I love you all. Mwah. Remember, everything I say is my opinion to help you. It is not religion or fact. I am not preaching. I am teaching. Thanks a lot. Make sure you share this far and wide.